Good morning, good morning, good morning. This is the Fresh Start Show with Dr. Demond Holt. Dr. Holt will not be here today. They got a little bug after going to Maui for a week. So we're taking over for him today with our dear guest who comes back every month, Treon Coleman. And we're going to be talking about a better community. Hey. And but first, we need to touch some bases. And I'm Tom Cortese, Ford Tucson's Social Service Director and co-host of the Fresh Start Show. And the first thing we're going to bring up is the Fresh Start Expo. 10/21/2023. Bigger, better than ever. Everything that you could need for your future will be there. In preparation thereof, right now, or, you know, erasing things from your past that are hindering your future. And with the new laws that are coming into existence, like Seal Your Record Law, 3 years from a non-dangerous absolute discharge, you can seal your record. So for housing or for jobs, they won't be able to look into your background for that. That is wonderful. It's a start. It's not what we want entirely, because we believe that when you are sentenced to a term in prison, at the end of that term, that should be ended. And you should not be treated as though you are still incarcerated when you are returned to the community. So the fundraiser for Fresh Start, and we're going to ask for your money because it costs money to do what we do, and it costs money to save lives, and that's what we do. So on 8/25/2023, we're going to ask you for money, and we're going to feed you and talk to you and share with you and tell you about all the things we've been doing in the last year so that you can come and join us in doing this in the city of Tucson, which we care so deeply about. And we don't just care about some of the citizens, we care about all of them. Every person that lives here or is on vacation somewhere else right now and getting ready to come back, we love them too. So amen. And August 17th on a Thursday, the Second Chance organization is going to have a job and resource fair at the Tucson Convention Center. So you're going to want to get out there, get the resources you need, and a job if you need a job, and our second job if you need a second job. I mean, what were you doing in prison? You were laying there 24/7. Now get out here, get to work, and get your life back in order. Get with us so we can get you the help you need to clear up all of the things from your past that have been hindering you having a successful future. Big shout out to the Bureau of Prisons out there on Wilmont, the federal prison, all of those guys out there that we spoke to and the ones that didn't show up that day. We love you. We're looking out for you, and we're hoping that everything is going well for you, and we're keeping you in our prayers. The Arizona Department of Corrections out there on Wilmont, throughout the state, anybody that can hear our voice, there are people that care. There are people that are working toward you having a future, that the needs that you need met are going to be there. You just need to ask. And that's the big thing. We need to step up and ask. And that's something that historically we have not been able to do, is ask for help. So in the ADCRR, who is getting people ready for release, we're giving them a shout out too, and whatever we can do to help them prepare the inmates leaving the Arizona Department of Corrections and coming back into Pima County or anywhere in the state, whatever we can do to help, we're going to help. So right now, we are going to start talking to our dear friend, Treon Coleman, from A Better Community. And we are going to talk about what's going on live at the Dunbar. If you go to Facebook, you can look it up. It's just wonderful to see these guys interacting and doing this event. He's been doing it for 3 months, and it's becoming more and more successful, because you know why? When people care and they show love for people, then they get related to that and they want to grasp on it. They said Jesus wasn't much to look at, but people were drawn to him and attracted to him. He emanated love. And that's what this organization does, A Better Community. And that's what Treon Coleman does. Bring it on, brother.
Wow. Good morning, good morning, good morning, Tucson. Dr. Demonte Holt, what's going on, young man? Tom Cortese. You're amazing. Thank you for the intro. Tom is that part of A Better Community, right? Tom, we're 3 or 4 months in, and he always gives me encouragement in the morning. Guess what? It's early. It's 7:30-ish, so I need that encouragement. So thank you, Tom. So hey, Tucson, get up, get up, get up. Any day that ends in Y is a great day. Monday is a great day. Tuesday is a great day. Wednesday is a great day. Thursday is a great day. Friday is a great day. Saturday morning right now is a great day, and Sunday is a great day. Wake up, stay up, because that's what it's all about. Look, Tucson, I got to tell you on behalf of my wife and I, we say thank you. We took a huge leap of faith 3 months ago with our connections that count at the Dunbar ABC, A Better Community. And guess what? I was telling Tom, and you already know this, but you might not know this, but I'm going to tell it to you this morning anyway. The very first one in May, 30 people came out. I was so excited. Then we come back in June, 60 people come out. I was super excited. But then for our grand finale a couple of weeks ago, a total of 109 people came out for our grand finale for Connections That Count. Tucson, I'm giving you a round of applause.
Yeah,
because
come on.
Guess what? We couldn't do it without you. Yeah. You cannot spell community without what? Unity. You have to be in it. So, Treon, now that you've done this three-month pilot, what's next? I want to hear this. So I'm here to tell you, we had some wonderful Connections That Count. Hey, make sure you get that. Mm-hmm. And we have a grant. We had an underwriter, Tom. And not only did we have an underwriter, we had the Dunbar Coalition said, you know what? We want this thing to go past a three-month pilot. So I'm proud to announce that on August the 2nd, we have grown to move from the dining hall at the Dunbar Pavilion to now we hold Connections That Count every first Wednesday in the Crestworth C. Lander Auditorium. We have expanded and we have a home. ABC has a home, 325 West 2nd Street. A kid from Tucson alongside with his wife from Houston, who are now residents of Tucson, who has a little girl and a little boy. Now with faith and the community's help, we have a home. Every first Wednesday starting August the 2nd, we're going to continue to do what? Make a better community. Tom, I'm happy, so I'm turning it over to you.
A better community. What was that address again? Can I get that
325 West 2nd Street.
Okay, and you don't even have to live in the zip code in order for your presence to be needed there.
Yes.
You know, because zip codes really don't matter. If you're in the Tucson metro community, rural area, wherever, Saguarita, Vail, Marana, we're all a community. And we need to draw back together. We find so many reasons to separate ourselves. And we look at each other and we find reasons to compare or differ from each other. And you know what? Why don't we just look forward? And if we're looking forward and we're not looking at each other, we're looking at a goal.
Oh, yeah.
And that goal is to bring everybody together. And that's what a better community does. It brings people back together, you know? And so it doesn't matter what side of town you live on. It's like when we used to do the care portal deliveries and I took the zip codes off there and people, well, we want to know what the zip... You don't need to know what the zip code is. All you need to know is that there is a need in this city for people to love each other.
Love each other.
And if you do that, you're going to draw people in because that's what we're talking about. People are drawn to warmth. They're drawn to the spirit. They're drawn to that power, bro, willing to lay down your identity. What is it? Pick up that cross. Lay down who you are today. Because somebody needs who he made you to be.
And they need
in their life.
In their life right there.
Right. And how important. I mean, we talked about it with our good friends last week from the Good Brother Foundation. We talked about it last week. It is so important for us to be the model, the example. And if we're not willing to engage personally, then how are we going to get other people to engage, right? I'm an introvert, really. Seriously, I'm an introvert by nature. And it's only by the power that's given to me that I can come out with all of this. Because you know what? That power has healed people, bro.
That's it. And watch this. What I love about all of this, everyone, is Tom not only speaks out of experience, Tom speaks out of love. And that's what I try to do all things in love. And what I really need to make sure you know, Tucson, this morning is this. Never be afraid to take a leap of faith. And what I'm telling you is to tell you my wife and I had all this planned out the right way, or we knew what was going to happen. That's not telling the truth. And the reason why I'm bringing that up to you, I really would be honored if you would come out Wednesday, August the 2nd from 5 to 7. So for our community housewarming, since we have a new new space that we're in. We're doing something totally different. Treon, what are you doing? We're doing a back to school bash. I'm going to say it again. ABC Connections account at the Crestworth C. Lander Auditorium. We're doing a back to school bash. Treon, who are you bringing? We're bringing over 20 nonprofits slash businesses. They're all going to converge into the Crestworth C. Lander Auditorium. I have Pelican Snowballs. I have, you name it, they're going to be the Big Brothers, Big Sisters. Again, you know what? I'm going to keep myself in good graces because I'm going to look at this flyer to make sure I don't leave nobody out. So watch this. Here we go. Here we go. Pelican Snowball, Snowballs. We're going to have the Heart with TUSD. We're going to have the Good Brothers Foundation, Big Brothers, Big Sisters of Southern Arizona, APS. Yiddish Straight Orthodontics, IMU360, Steen Hill and Associates, Daisy Jenkins and Associates, Dre Seafood and Barbecue, Goodwill of Southern Arizona, Delisa Monet's hair studio. We're going to have DJ Shrek. We're going to have the Dunbar Pavilion. Guess what? We have a special guest. Who are the special guests? Arizona's most special, most loved mascot, Wilmer and Wilbur. It's coming to the back Wildcats. To school. Come on, the Wildcats. Come on. Wildcats. Come They're on. Coming out. Keep it going. We got the U of A Thrive Center. We have Arizona Coalition for Change. We have Tucson Juneteenth Festival. We have Melvara's Hair Studio. We have Christian B. Mazer. And we have Friendship Missionary Baptist Church. Listen to me. I'm telling you, all I need is this. Now watch this. Here goes the kicker and the catcher. Treon, what are you giving away? The first thing we're going to give away is all kind of love and support because we want our kids to go back to school knowing that they're going to have a prosperous and productive school year. The second thing we're giving away is we're giving away 50 backpacks.
Come on.
I'm going to say it again. Giving away, while supplies last, the first 50 students, K through 12, with their parents or their guardians, 50 backpacks. I'm not making you sign no papers. We just want to be a blessing to show you a better community. And watch this. Now, hey, after your backpack, you're going to be able to meet all the different people and all the different organizations and all the people who show you love. But this is the catch. I reached out to all of those people that I just gave you the names of who are going to be at the back to school event on August the 2nd from 5 to 7. And guess what? We have a total of 10 laptops we're going to give away free. I'm going to say it again. Because a better community is about bringing us together, doing the work, I am so grateful. 10 laptops are going to be given away, not asking for anything, through a raffle. Tucson.
Come on.
Tucson, I'm telling you, this is not a moment. This is a movement because guess what? We're out here creating a better community. Let's
come
go!
Come on now. A better community. Why is that essential in Tucson? We've seen what the status quo has done. Where we are at now, why it is that nonprofit organizations, churches, businesses have tried to affect change in all of these different areas where the city has problems, but yet we are in the same place we were. It is because people work in silos and they don't lock arms and work together because we're worried about who's getting the credit and who's getting the dollar and who's getting the volunteer. Why don't we worry about who's getting the resource?
Talk about it, Tom.
And let's talk about who's getting the love and who needs it. And let's put it where it belongs because that's where it needs to be. A better community is calling people together, not from a zip code. They're calling people together over the airwaves. So where you hear this,
yes,
okay, it should affect your heart and your mind and make you think about your history, your culture, those things that you may have forgotten that you believed in.
Wow.
And you need to get back in touch with that. The Bible says get back in touch with your first love. Come back to your first love. What is it that caused you to feel alive? Treon Coleman, when I saw him speak in front of a room, he caused me to feel alive. I would say August 2nd, 5 to 7, be there at 4 because there may be standing room only.
Man, that's
you
what
know?
It is.
Bring it, brother.
Bring it, Tom. Let me say, I leave you with this because I know we got some more things to talk about. You have to be able to say something when you not only take a leap of faith, you got to thank the people around you. And it's been countless people who have helped to make this happen. Someone told me something that I'm going to share this morning that I think you need to hear. We're only 3 months old, so to speak, our movement. We haven't filed our incorporation papers or anything. We're a pilot. We're a grassroots movement. We're still just trying to figure out ourselves. But it's nothing like when people come around you and say, hey, we're gonna help you get compliant, but we just need you to do the work. I'm going to say it again. We're going to help you find your way through the paperwork. Just keep doing the work. So I'm thankful for that. In 3 months, everyone, watch this. We have donated $2,000 back into the community. I'm going to say it, cash money. I'm going to say it again. We don't have a bank account. Mm. We don't have a business plan. We don't have a blueprint. All we have is love. In 3 months, we have given away $2,000 because people in the community said, keep on doing it. So two weeks ago, we had our grand finale when we brought out 11 nonprofits and they were able to come out and say, how do they make a better community? So our first place winner was the Good Brothers Foundation. Shout out to the Good Brothers Foundation. The second place winner was Fresh Start International, led by the one and only Dr. DeMonte Holt.
I want to know who the judges were.
Oh, wow. Please don't put me like that because I was not a judge. And the third place winner was Goodwill of Southern Arizona. So again, first place received $750. Wow. Second place received $500. Third place received $250 to go back into the mission and the messaging of why they build a better community. So that's $1,500. Hey, Treon, where did the other $500 come from if you gave away $2,000? The month prior, which was in June, we brought out beauticians, we brought out authors, and we brought out barbers. When they all came together, we wanted to make sure that they had love. So we made sure that that $500 we had, we divided it by 50. I mean, you know, we divided it out. So 10 of the participants, the beauticians, the barbers, and the authors received $50. So shout out to Steen Hill and Associates. Shout out to Daisy Jenkins and Associates because, again, with the help of the state of Black Arizona, with the help of Daisy Jenkins and Associates, with the help of Steen Hill and Associates, and with the help of Natalie Clark, we was able to give away $2,000 in the last 3 months. So guess what? I'm not asking you for anything. Don't need your money. What I do need is for you to continue to pray our strength as we do the work, because guess what? A better community starts with you. Tom, let's go!
And when you speak about it, my mind goes right back to Fresh Start when people walk in that front door and we hook them up with the barbers and the stylists.
Yes, sir.
You know, and I tell the story all the time. The person that walks in that door is not the same person that walks into the event once they've gone through this process of these people pouring into them. You know, first it's the stylist and the barber. Then they go over to this wonderful organization, DKA, that works with us, and they clothe them, you know, and give them a nice set of clothes. And then they turn the corner to go down this hallway where there's all these felony-friendly employers. And I'm telling you, bro, the person that came through the door is looking at his shoe tops. And the guy that's walking down the hallway has got his chin up and his shoulders back.
And, talk about it, Tom.
Right? Yes, and when you bring up the barbers, if you feel better about how you look, bro, then you're going to present yourself with more confidence.
That's it.
And it's beautiful when you're able to. It's like the ministries that go wash feet and hair and stuff. Mm-hmm. Oh, dear God, bro. Yeah. I mean, you know, could I do it? I don't know, but I. Amen. I mean, I'm getting chills right now because you know what? Okay, I'll do it. You know, it don't matter. Whatever you ask, I'm going to do it.
Yeah.
But
that's it.
When you make somebody feel a little better.
Makes somebody feel better.
You know, and it makes them feel a little better inside too, bro.
That's what it's about. You know? So, hey, Tom just told you his story. That's my story. 13 years ago, I came to Tucson and did not know one person. And Tucson, you put your arms around me. And people keep asking me, what is a better community? What is Connections That Count? Now you get to hear the story. The story is a better community is the 13-year journey of a kid from Nashville who came to Tucson who didn't know anyone. And a better community is Treon meeting people, which became his personal lifeline. Mm. And instead of being selfish and a reservoir of selfishness, I'm now being a deposit of love because everybody that I've interacted and I know, I bring them to the table. And when you bring them to the table, like you said, Tom, that's how you're able to be connected. So watch this, everybody. As we continue to go forward, please come out Wednesday, August the 2nd from 5 to 7 and watch this. And if you have never met Wilbur and Wilma Wildcat, they're leaving the U of A and coming to the Dunbar, 325 West 2nd Street, the Crestworth Sea Lander. And guess what they also told me, Tom? They're not only coming, they're going to take pictures. So watch this. You come get on. To get your back-to-school picture, with Wilbur and man, Wilma. And watch this. And it's free. God, we got everything taken care of. All you got to do is have your face in a place. And, Tom, like with anything, we're going to close it out with prayer. Because we know that a lot goes on in our community, in our culture, in our world, in our county, in our country. So the Good Brothers Foundation, led by Aaron P. Scott, we're going to have a message of prayer, and then we're going to have a message of going back to school in the right mind. So we're going to do all that we can. I don't need anything. Just help me make a better community. ABC, let's go!
Come on now. And tell me, if there's other resource is available, can they contact you and join?
Yes, yes. Hey, if you want to make sure that, hey, I want to be a blessing, I want to help, you can call me on this number, 520-477-7318. Again, 520-477-7318. I will tell you this now. We're at capacity for as organizations coming and having tables. I don't have any tables, but if you have something that you want to drop off, if you just want to come and be a part, I will make that happen. We're just at capacity by tables. And again, it might not be this event. We might just need to connect, come do lunch, and then you can be ready for the September Connections account, because we're going to do a Connections account every first Wednesday all the way until the end of the year at 325 West 2nd Street in the Crestworth C. Lander Auditorium. I'm done for the day. Tom, take it away.
Yeah, and I'll tell you, a better community, we'll share our tables. Come on out there.
Hey,
come on, because a better
hey,
community,
I'm with you.
He prepared a table for all of us
to eat.
Okay,
yes.
So come join and eat at the table that he has prepared. Yeah. And Treon is preparing a table for Tucson, Arizona.
Yes, sir.
And for the people of Tucson, Arizona, to join together.
To join together.
And to remember their heritage, their culture, their past, but not to leave it there, to carry it with them into the future. Mm. And to carry the life of that into the future. Leave the negative behind and carry the life into the future. This life is way too short.
It's too short.
Mm. It's too short. And my brother and I were talking about it beforehand. There are way, way too many people that need too much love, that are sitting alone in hospice rooms, in hospital rooms, in assisted living homes. And you know what? They need us. And you may not think so, but if you got love in your heart, there's something that you can do for somebody. There's a lot of things we do at Fresh Start, but the one thing that we do best is we love to do what we do.
Mm, that's it, huh?
And you have to first and foremost love what you do, and you don't work a day in your life. You know, I cried out for many years in prison that if the Lord would allow me to serve him 24/7, that I would dedicate my life to letting people know who he is and what he is able to do for them in their life. And even if I don't have to quote a chapter and verse to you, I can hug you and tell you that I love you, and you will know that it was him that did it and that he is there for you.
Yeah.
And it is very important, because you know everybody that we have on this show has love in their heart for something.
Yeah.
You know, it's usually their nonprofit, it's usually their business, it's usually Tucson City government or their position. We have to stop loving things and start loving the Creator and His creation.
That's it.
We live in a society that, you know, it's getting dirtier, and people say what is wrong is right, and what is right is wrong, and what is good is bad, and what is bad is good. And we have to make a constant determination at every moment who we are going to serve, and whether we're going to serve our flesh and our egos and our selfishness, or we're going to serve a better community. Mm. And a better community is for people who want to move forward with other people in love.
In love. In love.
Okay? And when you see somebody hungry, you feed them. When you see somebody without clothing, you clothe them. What Fresh Start does is we give people a future because they've had troubled pasts. But we believe that a mistake should not be a life sentence. It should be a life lesson. So a fresh start is absolutely essential for each of us. And we love you, and have a good Saturday. God bless now.